We're Kevin and Courtney Gilroy, best friends turned married parents and entrepreneurs who know that health is the first wealth and that while parenthood is the most important job we'll ever have, it's not the only job we'll ever have.
Join us and other health-conscious parents as we grow our empires while growing our families in the healthiest ways possible for both.
Parenthood and entrepreneurship aren't mutually exclusive. We're going to have the conversations that help you prioritize, plan, and profit in your organic family.
This is the Organic Family CEO Podcast.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. It's your host, Kevin, with an Organic Daddy episode focused on being patient in fatherhood. Now, it's a challenge for a lot of us, maybe all of us, to find patience. And there are a lot of great resources out there with tips and strategies to find more. Whether it's establishing a morning routine or taking a few deep breaths or count things in the room to get into the present moment. Patience is something that everybody is selling, yet nobody is able to find. All of them are great, except you don't need any of them. Why is that? Because all of us already have the capability of being patient. We all have the capability of controlling our own anger and to speak nicely to our kids and our spouses, even when we are pissed off. And now the excuse also is, well, I don't realize when I'm getting angry. I never realize that I go over that tipping point until it's too late. I'm here to call bullshit out on all of us. I have that same excuse as well, is that when I am working or I'm trying to do something and my kids come flying in or my wife is doing things around the house that are my quote-unquote triggers, my excuse after every time that I do fly off the rails is that I didn't see it coming. I didn't know it was going to happen, even though that there were landmines throughout and red flags that eventually did get me there. Now, you might be sitting there saying, well, that's not true. I don't have the tools or I don't have the skills in order to control my patience. I'm just an angry person and that's the way I am. Well, if you don't believe me and you're sitting in that camp, I'm going to walk through an example here. I'm going to speak in the first person, but I want you guys to envision yourselves in this situation within the context of what you do for work every single day. So let me walk through this first part, and this is me at the office. So I'm at the office, at my desk, knocking out the to-do list. There's about 10 different fires going on, so my attention is sporadically everywhere. And my presentation to the executives is due tomorrow. My stress level is high, and I'm trying to get things done in order to then go home and be a father to my family. Then, an associate comes over, breaking my concentration. She has a question on how to deal with the client inquiry that just came in. Nothing urgent. She just had a question and wants to get it off her plate. I pause and politely ask her what the situation is. We get to a resolution. And she goes off. I come back to my work. 5 minutes later, another associate swings by. We repeat the cycle. 10 minutes from then, I get a call from my manager that he needs something from me for another client issue. I take care of that. I am feeling a building up of frustration that my time is being taken away. However, I don't fly off the rails. I don't tell my associates to go fuck off and go back to their desk and wait until I'm done. My manager didn't get a spiteful answer or any type of passive-aggressive comment. I treated everyone with respect and that their needs are important. However, I do realize that boundaries need to be set with my associates and also with my manager, given the high volume of work that needs to get done around the end of the year. So I realize that in my one-on-ones, I bring up to my manager and associates, I voice my concerns, they voice theirs, we get constructive feedback from each other, and we come to an agreement on how to deal with these things moving forward so that we don't run into a situation where tempers flare. So that's the example within work, right? Now let's paint the same picture, but let's bring it back to home. I'm working from home, and my daughter comes barging in pretending to be the seal from Angry Birds. My response? Not now. This isn't important and you can't interrupt me. She leaves, only to come back 5 minutes later with a question about butterflies. What did I tell you? Dad is working. I need you to stay out for another hour. She leaves. 10 minutes later, my wife needs something for online banking. this can't fucking wait until I'm done. She leaves. Then the baby begins to cry, and it flips the final trigger. Something goes off in the realm of, I can't work like this every day. You all need to be quiet while I'm on the phone, or I cannot provide for this family. It's the same exact situation. The only difference is one's at work and one's at home. But why does that matter? Well, if we're impatient, angry, and rude to our staff or coworkers, what happens? We get fired. Now, if we're an asshole to our family, they stay. It becomes an expectation and normal. Everyone walks on eggshells around Dad. Be quiet when he's on the phone, and it eventually becomes a normal practice. Now, eventually, maybe someone will leave. Maybe it does deteriorate the marriage, or your children end up, say, moving on as they get older. But that's something that doesn't materialize for quite a bit of time. So what does this story bring us? We all have the ability to be patient because we do it every day at work. We work with people who have different ideas than us. We accept their feedback on our ideas, and we give feedback in respectful ways. We voice our concerns through the proper channels without exploding on the office floor in a fit of rage. So what is so different about our families? Why can't we take the 5 minutes out of our day to play Angry Birds with our kids? Or answer a simple question for our wife, who is trying to balance the monthly budget so our family can take the vacation to Disney next year? And if we want to put in boundaries, have a family meeting and talk to them on what time of day are no-fly zones and put in a system to avoid being interrupted. Courtney and I have a morning brief every single day, and part of it is to go through the calendar and block off the times that neither of us can be interrupted. Conversation goes something like this. Court, I have a call from 10 to 11 this morning. I need it to be quiet. Can you take the kids in the other room? She knows for that hour that I am completely unavailable for anything less than an emergency. Then, after 11, I'm available and open. So what's the takeaway from today's episode? The takeaway is this. Treat your family like you treat your coworkers. Implement daily briefs with your spouse to set up the availability schedule for the day. And remember, you're not going to wish for more presentations when life is winding down. When your children go off to college or your final days on this earth, you're not going to sit there and say, man, I really wish I can get one more presentation to that executive. You're going to want more time with your kids. You're going to want more time with the people that you love. So take advantage of it while you can. Our final words for you all today. We all have the tools to be patient in fatherhood built into us already. Now it is time for us to use it.
This episode might be over, but the conversation is just getting started.
Join us inside our free community for health and wealth conscious parent entrepreneurs at organicfamilyceo.com/community.
And if you loved what you heard today, consider leaving a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, along with your Instagram handle, so that more like-minded parent entrepreneurs can find the show, and so that you can be entered to win a free coaching session with Kevin or Courtney.
Thank you so much for listening.